This is St. Louis Public Radio. The wealth gap between white and black families in America is vast. The Federal Reserve Bank reports white families have 10 times the wealth of black ones. But some St. Louisans are trying to close the wealth gap for the betterment of their families and communities. Reporting for Sharing America, St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby talks with a black entrepreneur who writes the Witty Kid Club books. She sees business ownership as one way to grow wealth.
Between these two buckets, this is where I keep all like my products. And
Rebecca Clark shows me the room that will soon become her office when she's all settled into her Olivet home. The entrepreneur self-published her first children's book last year, and now she's working on a second one. The idea came from wanting to increase literacy among black children.
The concept is that I wanted kids to identify with the character. So I have two girls. The character has full hair. My daughter has full hair. All of her features are very full. So I just want to make sure that she can see herself in the character and that her friends can see themselves in the character.
But Clark says she also wanted to start her company, Be Heard LLC, for another reason.
Yeah, well, this is a wealth builder for me. And this, the main reason why I wanted to start my own business is because I didn't come from wealth.
Growing up, her mom was a teacher, and her dad worked for what was then known as Laclede Gas.
They went to work every day, you know, and just like their parents did, they went to work. They go to work, they provide for their family.
After having her first child, Clark realized she didn't want to just depend on an employer to build wealth.
And so I really started thinking like, okay, I want a little bit more, right? I just don't want to just go to work just to provide for my daughter. I want to go to work and then whenever I'm older, I can leave something behind for her.
The growth rate of black-owned women businesses outpaced other businesses from 2002 to 2012 in a 7-state survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. The black women entrepreneurs I spoke with say business ownership fuels their desire to close the wealth gap in their families and their communities, despite lower investments in black-owned women businesses compared to other ventures. There is a reason why black families trail white and other non-white groups in wealth accumulation.
I think you really have to start with historical circumstances.
That's economist Bill Emmons at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis.
Wealth seems to be more connected across generations, in part simply because one generation might pass on wealth, but also all of the ways that people accumulate wealth.
That's pretty much what Clark means when she talks about her parents and grandparents. Wealth constitutes all you own, your assets minus your liabilities, but racism and economic disenfranchisement work hand in hand to create a chasm between families with power and those without power.
There is some reason to believe that we've come a long, long way in eliminating those legal or quasi-legal barriers, but there still seem to be what we have been and others call structural and systemic factors that are holding back wealth accumulation.
Those factors include access to loans and barriers to building capital through home ownership. In the Fed study, Emmons and his colleagues report that the white working class has been shrinking in relation to other racial groups over the last 30 years. That's in large part, though, to less discrimination in education and employment. Clark has an advanced degree and is a full-time employee at an area corporation. Yet she, like some other local black entrepreneurs, sees owning her own business as a path to financial stability.
You know, it may be small now, but I'm taking these baby steps now so then it could grow with them and then they can continue to pass it down and they can continue to pass it down. So it'll be a family legacy for sure.
At least that's her goal. For Sharing America, I'm Ashley Glissenby, St. Louis Public Radio.